Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to punch the losers in the face. Welcome to Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
And this is a guy who has the potential to blow the hinges off of things.
Got to leave the past behind and move on to the next play.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
He's going to get a Christmas card from Memphis.
And now there's tight end Kittles and Bits.
Dude, I am just amazed by this guy.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
That I was surprised because of the team.
First carry of his career, he fumbles the ball.
This guy, wide receiver, Michael Thomas, he's solid, man. I love making my michelada, my chenchilada. But I've been up since like 5 in the morning, man, freaking out on my lineup, all 5 of them. So.
On Soul Kitchen Radio. Radio.
I got a hunch he's due.
Soul Kitchen Radio, what's up? We are back. Live right now.
Welcome to Fantasy Football.
Football is back.
Who cares? Who cares? I wish the Oakland A's would hurry up and lose, fill in that damn dirt spot in the Coliseum so the Raiders could play 100%.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
415-277-9311.
Hey, first of all, I want to say, what about Lou talking about he didn't get his first kiss until high school? What was that all about?
Don't you kiss on my daughter.
On Soul Kitchen
on Soul
Radio.
Kitchen Radio.
Nothing compares to football.
I said I was the man.
On Soul Kitchen,
on Soul
Radio.
Kitchen Radio.
Hey, it's pronounced Mahomie, okay? Because that's Mahomie.
Phone number 845-277-9311.
On Soul Kitchen,
on Soul
Radio.
Kitchen Radio.
I got a hunch he's due. I mean, he was one of my fantasy, my dynasty fantasy number one pick, bro.
On Soul Kitchen,
on Soul
Radio.
Kitchen Radio.
He didn't have a touchdown, but he caught plenty of balls.
Memphis Lou knows. Listen to Memphis Lou.
On Soul Kitchen,
on Soul
Radio.
Kitchen Radio.
Garoppolo, you diner hater. How about that? Explain that. Garoppolo starting in your fantasy league.
On Soul Kitchen,
on Soul
Radio.
Kitchen Radio.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is Fantasy Football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy Football.
Yeah, call us right now. 845-277-9311. Follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, out there on Twitter. At Real DJ Slick, at Nature Boy Ivy, at Mission Troops, at Francho_Ranchez. And yes, we are back. It's week 10. This fantasy football. It is Soul Kitchen Radio. I am Rick Camacho, your host with the most. And on the line with me, we go all the way to wherever the hell he's at today, sitting up in some big propeller thing. Mission Troops, what's up, Mission? Where you at?
Well, I wish I could tell you I'm that fancy, but I'm in a place that's called an apartment, and I'm cooking some eggs and sausages. And last night, I got the hand of the Holy Spirit on me, and Lord Jesus told me football time is Sunday. That's
football
what he told
time
me.
Is Sunday, and of course,
sitting in the booth
in Memphis, Tennessee, saying touchdown, Tigers. Is Memphis Lou? We got to hear a little bit of Memphis Lou on the TV yesterday on ESPN, and I was so excited telling everybody, that's my guy, Memphis Lou. Lou, what a great game that Memphis Tigers had yesterday.
Man, I'm so happy for the Memphis Tigers. They played well yesterday. The fans, they came in, even though it was cold, it was 29 degrees during the game. Man, God, it was cold yesterday. But people showed up, and they showed out. The Tigers did well, and it was a pleasant surprise. In the middle of the game, to get the text message from you. I was like, man, I hear you. Say touchdown real loud.
There it goes. They was just getting ready to close in. And boy, it sure was cold here, too, at 65 degrees. Man, that's cold for us. California.
Those are first world problems.
Yeah. By the way, I'm in Boise, Idaho. And that day when you guys were complaining about the cold, it was 16 degrees out there where I was on the turbine at the time. So I'm like, 40 degrees sounds like summer.
it got down to 49 last night, so it was really chilly for us Californians, Northern Californians. But we're in the smoke belt right now. That's what they're gonna rename it, the smoke belt, because now we got a fire down south, we got a fire up here. We canceled some high school football games for the smoke, and one of our high school playoff games is playing on Monday night. It's Clayton Valley High School versus Liberty High School, and believe me, we got this quarterback out here. His name is Butterfield, 6'6" kid. You're going to hear about him. He's only a junior, but you're going to hear about him in the next couple of years when he's going to walk on somewhere and just light it up.
I hope he's not the second calling of who's that dude that the Oakland Raiders drafted first overall once? I think he's like 6'50", whatever it was. Take the
money. Jamarcus Russell?
Yes, that's it. That's it. Yeah. So hopefully he's not the second calling of Jamarcus Russell. You know.
Hey, I heard a Jamarcus Russell story last week. Man, it just tickled me to my soul. They said they were concerned that he wasn't reading the playbook and watching the blitz packages. So they gave him some cassettes. And he's like, man, so what do you think? He said, oh, man, I watched it and everything. Everything was cool. And he's like, man, we knew he was lying because they were blank. There was nothing on there.
I love that story. He had another did you hear there was another story where it's like they had like a rookie talents show or whatever? And, some guys, they came in and sang, some did some jokes. All Jamarcus Russell did was come in with, like, $10,000 in singles and was just making it rain on his teammates. Like, man, that's a good talent.
I didn't hear that one, but that's crazy. That is definitely a good talent to have. It's a blessed talent to have, but I bet you can't do that now. I bet he wish he had every one of them dollars back right now.
All right,
let's get into a little fantasy football, guys. I got a question for you guys, man. It's week 10 right now. In week 10, is it time, if you're at the bottom, to have a garage sale? Is it time to go on your chat group and say, you know what? I got Leonard Fournette. I got Alvin Kamara. I got Tyreek Hill for sale. I got Kareem Hunt for sale. Or is that bending the rules a little bit? What do you guys think?
Man, I think that's collusion. I think it's horrible. It's disgusting. If I'm in a dogfight trying to make it in and some asshat who's at the bottom of the barrel, if he or she is colluding with somebody who is just on the outside looking in and it's going to hurt me, then I'm like, quick, I'm going to shoot him in the pinky toe. You know, that's not cool, man. Let everybody fight it out. If you got a legitimate trade, you know, you're trying to do something to help your team, you know, do that. But, you know, let's not stack up, man. That's foul.
Well, if it's a trade between two bottom place teams, then it doesn't really much of an effect there. That's what I got going on. I hear what you're saying.
I took a trade. You know, I took a trade because I knew that I was already out in a certain thing. So I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm 2-7 in 10th place out of 10 teams. I'll take a trade, but I got to start looking towards next year. Right. So I'm not going to, I took a trade that will satisfy me for next year, which was I gave up David Johnson and I took Le'Veon Bell.
Wow!
Damn.
Hey, that's smart. I mean, if you got a keeper league and you're thinking about yourself long term, that's different. But just tanking for somebody to win the crown and splitting the proceeds, you know, I'm gonna speak to the commissioner and get an investigation launched. We're gonna get the Mueller investigation involved. You know, I'm going to the highest court. I'm going to the highest court. Damn it! I'm gonna demand a recount.
Would that be considered a trade gate?
Trade gate, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, wait, I didn't know you could do that for the future. Is that more or less like a discussion for like, hey, you rub my back this season, I'll rub your back next season type of deal?
It's a keeper league, isn't it?
It was a keeper league, and so I forget what league it was, but it's my $50 league, Lou. That's where
it's
was.
It's what?
And if you the $50 league.
Yeah.
And so I'm 1-8 in my $50 league, and so I got to the point where, you know what? I had a garage sale for one day. Put it out there. I said, look, this is a garage sale. Get who you can, but I'm not going to let you break me because I'm still competing. And so what I did is I started looking towards next season. And I traded away David Johnson, so I got Le'Veon Bell. Who knows where he's going to be next season, but I know he's going to be somewhere, and he's going to be a number one pick. So I grabbed him. Which might have really screwed
That's
me
good
when
call.
I think about it because it might have really screwed me when I think about it because if I come in last place and I get first pick and Le'Veon Bell is my first pick, I might want to reconsider that and get the first pick. and not keep Le'Veon Bell because who knows who's coming out of college or who everybody else has to drop. So it's going to be some taking on my part that I have to do.
I'm hearing with the Le'Veon Bell situation in Pittsburgh that, you know, Pittsburgh says, hey, look, just because you're Le'Veon Bell, that means nothing. We got a guy here that's been rolling, 1,000-yard rusher. So when you come back, you might be riding the pine, son. And so Le'Veon Bell was like, well, you know what? I ain't coming, Jack. And he's not going to show up.
He's
not going to show up. You know, he's going to miss out on that money. You know, but you know, sometimes you have to stick to your principles, do what you have to do for the grand picture.
That's right.
Yeah.
Riley, coming in, the fourth part to our quintet. That's what it's called, our quartet, our barbershop quartet right here. Fresco Reyes makes his appearance. What's happening, Fresco?
La 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 la.
He's coming in like R. Kelly. Mr. Big.
That was Ronald Isley, man. That was Ronald Isley, man. Mr. Big.
Mr. Big.
Our Rancho. Our Rancho.
Yeah.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
I want to talk about Le'Veon Bell for a second. I have him in two leagues. One league, I wasted my number three pick, first round, so that sucked. And in another league, I have him in a dynasty league, so I've just had to put up with it. I heard it was the only reason they came to Berg was because they thought that they had to be there to sign it so they could be eligible for it next year, and then they found out that they didn't. So he's just stupid. For that, he could have just said, fine, I'll just sit out the whole year. You're going to do the same thing. That's what Ian Rappaport was telling me on Instagram stories. I've been following that for like a freaking girl with big old titties.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a beef with Ian Rappaport, man. I was at the Raiders training camp, and I think I was the only one who knew his name. I'm like, Ian. He kept looking at me. I'm like, come here. And he was like, in a second, I'm working. I'm like, come here. And he never came over. So I got a beef with Ian Rappaport, man. Punk ass.
Maybe he's a punk ass. He had to go to the bathroom or something. You never know.
Yeah.
He's a douche. He used to work for my dude's Barstool Sports and tried to do them dirty. So then
never mind. All right. We hate Ian Rappaport. Forget it. If he's messing with everybody, sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He just wants to flex his name, and I think people got him out there. He's a douche.
Yeah, we got something for you, Rappaport, right? We got something for him. Here it is.
You shit-kicking, stinky, horse manure-smelling motherfucker, you!
You dirt-eating piece of slime! You scum-sucking pig! You son of a motherless goat!
Ian Rappaport, that's for you.
Yes.
He's listening.
I still enjoy his fantasy football updates. I still follow him and get that fantasy football update, so I don't hate 100%, but fuck you. Let's go. Let's talk about the tight end blues today. I have the tight end blues. Let's speak on tight ends. Who is out there right now that you could Gronkowski is sitting. He is not playing today. Who are some tight ends that you guys know you can depend on, and who are some tight ends you thought you could depend on and came out to be just shitheads?
Dude, well, I mean, I am in. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just a quick one. I mean, it's kind of hard to ignore Rob Gronkowski's season. It's been rough having him on the team, that's for sure.
That's all I had to say. I was like, damn it, Gronk. He's too hurt. His body, he's human after all. So,
well, give me another tight end there, Misha.
Another tight end. This hasn't really
tight
been
end
a tight end season.
Right. We got the tight end blues this season, man.
I kind of have an on-off thing with Greg Olsen, but I think he's on the upswing. Like, damn it, Greg Olsen. Why can't you just deliver? But yeah, he's another one that keeps me up at night crying.
He just keeps edging you, right? He's edging you and not letting you bust.
Yes, yes. It is true. True. The pain is true.
Go ahead, Lou.
And see, I'm in an awesome, just horrible spot when it comes to tight ends. Wasted my first, second or third pick on Rob Gronkowski. He has been out, and this has just been headache city for me. I went on the waiver wire. I picked up Dallas Goedert for the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, I always like to pick guys who are playing against the Cowboys because they always tend to do well. Last week, Goedert had one catch for 32 yards and a touchdown for 10.2 points. The week before that against Carolina, he had four catches for 43 yards and a touchdown for 14 points. You know, so I think that he may be, you know, the good guy for me. He's only owned in 3.6% of ESPN leagues. But then I went looking again, and I saw Nick Vannett out there, tight end for the Seattle Seahawks. He's projected to give 8.2 points last week against the Chargers, six catches, 52 yards, and a touchdown for 17.2. So I'm kind of, you know, in limbo. Do I go with Russell Wilson and Nick Vannett, you know, or do I go with Dallas Goedert playing against the Cowboys defense, and you know that they can be suspect across the middle sometime, you know? So I'm a little nervous on that. So what do you guys think?
I would probably go with Nick Vannett. I mean, I went with Dallas Goedert in a couple of my leagues too because of the Gronkowski situation. But you got to remember, he's the number two tight end, so he might just get one or two catches thrown his way, but they might be touchdowns. But I think Vernell will get the more. He's got more of an upside. You know, he's going to get more volume. He's going to have way more snaps, most likely. So I'd probably go with that.
And anybody else before I pull the trigger on this one?
Misha, what you got?
Well, I was going to say about the good guy tight ends that nobody really expected, and that's the Cleveland guy, who I can't even pronounce his name, Njoku. Njoku.
David Njoku, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, he's had some good games that, you know, where you just kind of thrust him in there, you just expect nothing.
He's available right now. I'll pick him up, but I don't think he'd be available because he's been a starting tight end all year. This is like kind of last minute kind of thing.
This hasn't really been a tight end season, that's for sure.
Except for five tight ends, everybody else is a crapshoot. You never know who's going to score. Where you got your Kelce, Kittle, Ertz. And even O.J. Howard's having a pretty good year this year. So other than that, it's kind of up in the air. It's really hard to figure out.
Yeah, the top tight ends this year, of course, Kelce with 138 points so far, Zach Ertz, 121 points, George Kittle has 115 points on the year. Eric Ebron has 104 points. He comes in the fourth slot. O.J. Howard with 96 points in that fifth slot. And to round it off into the sixth slot, who do you guys think is the sixth best tight end with the most
points? I'm going to say Jared
McDonald
with the lucky with the early start.
It is Jared Cook because it's Jared Cook with his early start. He had 20 – well, that's mainly because of that Cleveland game. 28 points versus Cleveland, 21 points versus the Rams, 14 points versus Indianapolis, and then he has a whole bunch of threes and twos and ones and fives spread everywhere. So don't let the points fool you. And then we got, of course, we got Vance McDonald, Trey Burton from Chicago is having a great season, and Hooper. And the one that I thought came out of nowhere, and I thought his season was over until he hooked up with Rodgers, is Jimmy Graham started to come out of nowhere with 12 points against Minnesota, 10 against Buffalo, 11 at Detroit, 12 at San Francisco. New England, he put up 13.6. That was pretty good.
He's putting up decent numbers. He's not putting up his old school Jimmy Graham numbers where he was scoring over 20 points a game average.
Yeah. You're right. He's not Jimmy Graham as he was before when he was with New England. But he hasn't been Jimmy Graham. New Orleans. Yeah, he hasn't been Jimmy Graham since he left New Orleans. And I think New Orleans knew that was going to happen because he didn't do nothing when he was in Seattle. My big issue was I put a lot of stock on one guy, and he kind of screwed me all season. And that one guy was Kyle Rudolph. I really like Kyle Rudolph. You know, I got 15 points against Buffalo, 11 points against Green Bay, and then I got an 8-7-6-2-6-4 coming down there, you know, for the rest
of
the
really
season.
Sounds like a phone number.
Yeah.
I think for the future, for the next 5 years, if they stay healthy, I think it's going to be Ertz and Kelce going at it like back in the day, Antonio Gates and Gronkowski.
Right.
It's them two, and those. There's no stopping either one of those two. I mean, they've just been putting up monster numbers for the last two seasons, and I don't see them stopping.
I think it's just like tight ends are like big dogs. You know, they just don't have that long life expectancy. You know, their backs start to go out sooner, their knees start to go out sooner. It's they give it all away at the end. It's just, what can you do? You know. You have to put them out like Old Yeller. Well, not to that extreme, but you know what I mean.
Not all of them. You got Ben Watson. He's like 42 years old. He's the oldest player in the league.
Damn,
so
42
you got to
years
about
old.
Him.
I'm looking at Ben Watson right now, and Ben Watson, as one of the older players, he's very consistent, and that is, and he put up 14 points against Baltimore, 13 points against the Rams, but. Against Minnesota, he put up a goose egg. So he's one of those, is he going to get the ball or is he not going to get the ball? Like he put up 14 and then 0 and then 13. So you miss him, you sit him on your bench, he puts up 14, you play him, he puts 0, you go, shit, now I can't play him, you sit him again, and then he puts up 13 points. How frustrating is that? You get gray hairs from people like that.
Thank God Gronkowski actually stood there not playing like at least a day before the game as opposed to 5 minutes before the game the last 3 weeks.
I was going to say Ben Watson's so old he used to catch balls from Jesus. But
Ben Watson is 66% owned, so he's still out there for some people. What's up with your George Swain or Greg Swain? What's his name? Greg Swain? Jeff Swain.
Jeff Swain. So, you know, the Dallas Cowboy tight end situation is just flat out not good. I mean, Jeff Swain has 49 points for the season. Blake Jarwin has 10 points. Rico Gathers has 6 for the season, guys. For the season, that's just horrible. Swain was limited in practice on Friday. He had a MCL sprain, you know, on Sunday night in the beatdown that they took against the Tennessee Titans. I just don't trust any of those tight ends for the Dallas Cowboys yet. Swain's highest output was in week 4 against the Detroit Lions, where he caught 3 balls for 39 yards and a touchdown. His maximum amount of catches this season has been against Seattle for only 47 yards. I'm sorry, 3 against Houston for 55. But this guy, he's good, but he's not great. They really believe in Rico Gathers. And what's crazy is the guy that they really believe in is the third string tight end. You know, so that lets you know there is something wrong in Dallas with the coaching staff, you know, with the guys that they put on the field. It's just nerve-wracking. Don't touch any of the Dallas Cowboy tight ends in fantasy football, period. Leave them alone.
Well, what if you're drafting a tight end who is an announcer? Then, the biggest problem is, their best tight end is not broadcasting now.
Hey, he was one of Fat Bill's boys from Tennessee, man. You know, so Witt was great, but these guys are no Jason Witten. They couldn't hold his jock strap, as my coach would say, nor could they carry his cleat. These guys are okay. They're professionals. They're doing better than me, but they're no future Hall of Famers right now that I see between the 3 of these guys.
Yeah, that's next season. They're gonna have to.
Yeah, man.
You know what it is? You know what they gotta do? They gotta go to some like little town in the middle of nowhere, and they'll see a giant dude who is stacking groceries in bags. And be like, hey, young man, what are you doing? Like, well, I'm just over here packing groceries. Like, how would you like to be a tight end for the Dallas Cowboys? Like, well, I never thought about that. Like, I guess I'll try and make my mama proud. And that is the legend,
you know,
of whatever the hell.
You see that jokingly, but back in the 90s, that's something that the scouts used to do for the Dallas Cowboys. They would go to the small town schools, the smaller black colleges in the SWAC. They go to J-State. They go, you know, they would go down to Alcorn, you know, and they would get the best guys off of these teams, off of Grambling, you know, and they would take those guys, you know, that nobody was looking at because everybody's big on the SEC, the Big Ten, the Pac-12. Nobody's looking at the SWAC schools. Nobody's looking at Mississippi Valley, nothing like that. And they would take these guys and mold them into champions.
It'd be kind of cool if we would. I think, yeah, I guess going even more back, that I think they used to do that with like mining towns too, and just get the dudes that are like, well, this guy's been pushing a giant 500-pound sleigh, so maybe you can push some guys around too.
You know he's strong.
Yeah,
if the guy's mining, you know he's strong. He's stronger than an ox, literally. Literally.
Yeah. He's pushing an ox around. Yeah. They got to go back to those days.
Kind of like Conan the Barbarian, where they took him and made him push that thing around the whole time. That's how he got big.
Yeah, that makes sense. Or, you know, you just go to the Ukrainian potato fields and get yourself a nice big old Oksana, and she could be the center. You know, for your team. You're not going to get past Oksana.
getting faster, huh?
No way, yeah. She, you know, just pay her in kotletas, which is a Russian meatball, and she'll be all set.
And good vodka.
Yeah. See, I hope the Dallas Cowboys execs aren't listening to this because they'll be taking notes. And next year, the Dallas Cowboys...
You see all them little stars walking around Kroger.
Yeah.
We might get invited. We might get invited down to the draft party.
Yeah.
All the little. It's gonna be the draft party's gonna be at Kroger's or the Waffle House.
Yeah. Oh man, that sounds good already.
Hey, they know how to cook. They know how to cook and run an out route. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. They're in. Like they're saving this team money.
Okay, guys. Yeah, I got a real issue. I got a real time issue, and I need help. You know, so let me get to this issue that I have. I have Mark Ingram on my team, and I'm also sitting on Christian Kirk, and Randall Cobb is questionable and not really going to play, I don't think. Mark Ingram, since his return from suspension, he put up 27 points versus Washington, 11 points versus Baltimore, 17 points versus Minnesota, and last week he put up 5 points versus the Rams. Now, coming in against Cincinnati, he's projected – oh, he put up 2.5 points against the Rams. I'm sorry. Against Cincinnati, he's projected at 12.2 points. He only had 2 touches last week. Is this going to be an issue coming in against Cincinnati for Mark Ingram getting the ball out of Alvin Kamara's hand? What do you guys think?
Oh man,
are you're comparing him to you're putting him up for a flex position against those other two people you said?
Yeah, against Christian Kirk or Randall Cobb.
Okay, well, Randall Cobb, with anybody who's got a questionable next to him that's not like a top 5 or even a top 10 at their position, I wouldn't even think about putting them in. So I think you should eliminate Randall Cobb right off the bat. And then with Christian Kirk, he's the number 2 guy. Apparently, I heard some info about him and Jared Goff. They've like known each other since high school, so there's a little connection there. They've played in the same – I don't know if they were on the same team, but they've been throwing balls to each other since high school. So that's kind of cool.
So Jared Goff is going to throw the ball to Christian Kirk across the field?
Yeah, they used to just throw the ball back and forth, you know, just a little toss. No, but they've known each other since high school, so there's a connection there. I guess they were both from the LA. Yeah, there's both from the LA area. But I think you got to go with Mark Ingram. I mean, he's ranked number 19 coming in because you never know. I mean, he could get all the touch. He's on that offense is just too good to not play him. So,
right.
Because it's just like it's kind of going with an offense where everybody gets fed. It's like New Orleans just has one of those offenses where everyone, you know. You got your top dogs that are going to get the most, but everyone's going to get something. So I think even with just a little bit of something, it's still going to be more than most guys will get on the other teams. So I think Ingram's definitely a good safe bet.
Hey, I have to agree with everybody, especially with the demise of my boy Dez Bryant not being able to handle business down there in New Orleans, suffering the torn Achilles. You know, they're going to have to run the ball more because they're thin at wide receiver. At wide receiver, the New Orleans Saints have Michael Thomas, Tre'Quan Smith, Austin Carr, Ted Ginn's out. He's injured. And that's it.
And Cameron Meadows, they just put him on the IR too. So they're really, really thin.
They're thin. So they're going to have to run the ball. They're going to have to, you know, lean on that two-headed monster. And what's great is both of them, Kamara and Mark Ingram, both can catch the ball out of the backfield. So I'd roll
Ingram.
Man.
Yeah, Ingram.
Wait a minute. What was that happened this week with who was that got hurt? That got signed for one day, got hurt?
My boy Dez Bryant. Dirty, dirty, dirty bastard. Well, let me tell you something. Since you want to go there, you want to talk about my guy Dez, one of the best damn wide receivers in the league. Let me get my Michael Irvin on. Let me tell you, man, I was so hurt. So hurt. Fight hard. And they get hurt on the last play. This is a guy who picked him up in most leagues and then traded him right before he got injured.
I picked him up. I heard about it. the day before. I heard about it on Tuesday because Alvin Kamara put a tweet out. He said, Dez Bryant with a little smiley face. He tweeted it. And so I said, oh, shit, Dez Bryant's about to sign with the Saints. So I went to all my leagues, and it was Tuesday. So I'm hoping I'm the only one that heard this, that seen this tweet, and I put my waiver claim in for him. And Wednesday morning, I got him. By Wednesday evening, I had traded him to another team. And by Thursday,
What this kind of reminds me of?
The devil got him.
you know what kind of reminds me of? It's like Rick just wearing that Dez Bryant jersey coming out of the bushes, and then the second he throws his ACL, he's slowly retreating back into the bushes. You know what I mean?
The Homer Simpson. The Homer Simpson. Dang.
Bless his soul. That's terrible.
But just thinking about him on that Saints team, man, that was scary. That was scary to add Dez Bryant to that New Orleans Saints team. Have Michael Thomas on one side, Dez Bryant on the other, Tre'Quan Smith running slot. Oh my God, it could have been brutal, but it ain't. So get your black, I mean, your brown garbage bag back out.
There you go. Every time you mention Dez Bryant, that, I don't know where that shit's coming from. Every time you mention Dez Bryant, that damn evil laugh comes in. Somebody got him. Somebody's fucking with Dez Bryant, man.
Somebody don't like him.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins is out. So let me, I got to make this move. All right. So who do you put in? Sammy Watkins is out. I got Jakeem Grant or Marquise. Oh, you know what? I got Randall Cobb. Let's put Cobb in. That'll work.
Can we just have that? Can we just have that Randall Cobb discussion? Friends?
Yeah. So Cobb is better than all of them. I forgot I had him at the bottom.
Over Marquise Goodwin? Yeah, I'll do that. I don't know what's going on with Marquise Goodwin. He'll have one game where he's like unstoppable, and then he'll disappear for like 3 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Supposedly the Cowboys are interested in bringing him in, and they pulled back, and they went across the bay and got another guy.
Hey, you know, with that Randall Cobb move, Lou, you got to put your hands up and go woof, 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 because he got a big Q next to his name.
He so is. Mr. Omega Sci-Fi.
Yeah, little Omega Sci-Fi rhetoric right there. He got that big Q next to his name, man. And you better read a little bit more on that before you put his ass in.
I'm nervous. But that's a 325 kickoff, too. Oh, man.
Who else you got?
Jakeem Grant and Marquise Goodwin.
And
I
Randall
heard
Cobb
Grant
is coming off of.
He's actually going to play today.
Say it again.
I heard Jakeem Grant is going to play today, isn't he?
Yeah, he's listed as questionable, too.
Yeah. He's like super questionable. Like they really like almost game time.
You know, I got that dude in one of my leagues, and I don't know which one. I hate that.
I got a question. I've been waiting to ask you this all week, guys. So
let's go.
I have a slot open. And right now I got Elijah McGuire in there. I took Rancho's advice last week, and he does look like a stud. He's, he looks pretty solid. But there's another gentleman, wide receiver for Arizona Cardinals, Christian Kirk, who's on the bench, and I just I'm just flip flopping as far as who should I start. If I had Miss Cleo tell me the fortune. I would have had.
You call me now for your free reading.
Well, we just talked a little bit about Christian Kirk. I mean, Okay, Elijah McGuire, he's not a starter, so you got to think. He's playing behind Isaiah Crowell. So he was just coming in as like a third down back. He's getting the receptions and stuff, but he does look good. Christian Kirk is the number two wide receiver, so he's going to get looks. So, and he's going to play the whole every snap of every offensive play most likely. So.
And Kirk has been getting looks in the last 3 weeks, six
receptions. Yeah, he's doing all right. He's in double digits. He hasn't gone like into the 20s yet, I don't think, but he's steady like in the high single digits and then double digits average.
All right. Yeah. All right. That's enough of what I needed. Christian Kirk is starting, and I hope in a couple hours from now I don't get texts from anybody apologizing.
Those texts are always the worst.
Yeah.
It's like, my bad, bro.
Elijah McGuire.
I told you to do that, man.
I mean, not
I
hate
I told you to do that, man.
Stuff, but my family's life depends on this. You know, they're being held hostage by the Russian mafia, and they're the ones, you know. But like Christian Kirk better put up enough points.
you don't need Christian Kirk. You need the dude from Taken. You need him to come help you save your family.
Man, dude come out black.
You need Liam Neeson.
He tore his ACL, so he's unfortunately not available.
Oh, man.
He's with Des Bryant.
All right, quick question, guys. Another one. Just got one in on Twitter. LeGarrette Blount is playing today. So LeGarrette Blount or Carlos Hyde, which one of those two with Leonard Fournette back, which one of those two are the better? So the guy has three of them. He has LeGarrette Blount, Jakeem Grant, and Carlos Hyde. Which one does he play?
I don't think Hyde gets anything.
No? Dang it.
Yeah, now with Fournette coming back,
he's hiding in Jacksonville.
Yeah, he's gonna be hiding.
Carlos is hiding in Jacksonville.
Hey, he better be, and that's because Leonard Fournette has to touch the ball every damn snap. He has to make up for lost time. I'm looking at from week two until today, 4.7 points. The whole season,
so
13 points. Leonard Fournette better get every touch.
If we give Leonard Fournette a
middle
name.
Coach Ogeron
Leonard,
for him.
Let's call him Leonard Jamal Charles Fournette.
Tell him, get Coach Ogeron on him. Hey, I want Leonard Fournette to get all the touch and get a touchdown, baby. Go Tiger.
That guy's the best.
That's good.
So Carlos Hyde is out of this one. So now we got Jakeem Grant, who is highly questionable with the super red questionable on his name, or LeGarrette Blount, who's only did 2 points, 3 points, 11 points, 14 points. 1 point, 8 points. Kerryon Johnson is kind of questionable with the ankle sprain. Kerryon Johnson is playing, but he does have an ankle sprain. Do we see more LeGarrette Blount today than we have before? With Kerryon Johnson battling his ankle?
I think Blount may get more touches this week. I mean, he had 5 carries last week, a season high in week 3 against the Patriots with 16 carries, and we know Blount can catch the ball out of the backfield, and we know how the Detroit Lions, can get past after with a running back sometimes. So I roll the dice and fire up the Blount.
Yeah. Fire up the Blount.
Yeah.
I agree with firing up the Blount.
Yeah, might as well, man. Might as well, man.
It's almost over anyway.
It's almost over. We got four weeks left until playoffs start. 845-277-9311. This is Soul Kitchen Radio. And let's take a real quick couple minute break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about who you're disgusted by. We got a creeper sleeper still. We still got to hit our creeper sleepers, but who are you disgusted by? Who's been on your team that's just been sucking ass all season? And I got one that I was so high on when it came into the draft, and this guy is just kicking my ass, and I hate him now, and I hope I never see him. But we'll talk about that in a second when we come back. Soul Kitchen Radio.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
No,
Kitchen
no, no, no. DeMarco Murray's out for the rest of the game? I needed him. I'm going to lose now.
Chuck's
not well. Damn it, man. Come on. 3 running backs, 4 fumbles, 2 points? You guys, it's your fault. I drafted you with high hopes.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I draft Monty Ball. Monty Ball's supposed to tear it up in Denver. He ships bed. So I pick up Mark Ingram. Something I said I would never do again. And then he screws me. I haven't won
in
5 years.
On Soul Kitchen Radio.
I lost a better team to just move a shit bag. I can't roster bait you guys. I can't get a half job. I can't even get a semi job. I'm walking away. I'm done with fantasy football.
Yo, what's up? This is Lincoln Kennedy, the Oakland Raiders. You're listening to Soul Kitchen Radio. Raider Nation, one love, baby.
Hi, this is head coach John Gruden calling on behalf of the Oakland Raiders ticket department. I'm calling to congratulate you on renewing your Raiders season tickets.
You shit-kicking, stinky, horse-smelling motherfucker, you!
You dirt-eating piece of slime! You scum-sucking pig! You son of a motherless goat!
Hi, this is Herm Edwards on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Hey, what's up? This is Nate Burleson. You listen to Soul Kitchen Radio.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
We're taking your team to the next level. It's fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio.
This is fantasy football on Soul Kitchen Radio. You want your team to win? Call us now. Fantasy football.
All right, fantasy football, Soul Kitchen Radio. We're back, and we're going to get into our creeper sleepers. But before that, I want to get into a player that has just drugged me through the woods all season long, and I'm so upset about this guy. I have a lot of stock in him. Have him on a lot of my teams, and he put up 1 point versus Philadelphia, 3 points versus Houston, 4 points at Dallas, 3 points at the Jets, 7 points at Tennessee, 6 points against the Giants. Yeah, he had one game where he had 116 yards and a touchdown for 20 points, and I'm talking about shitty-ass Keelan Cole from the Jaguars. Is anybody else so mad at Keelan Cole than I am? Frencho, I know he's a dynasty darling, so tell me about him.
Yeah, I gave up on Keelan Cole on my single leagues a long time ago, man. There's something wrong with that guy.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with him, man? What's going on?
I think maybe he's missing Leonard Fournette. Maybe it's the Fournette. Give me one more week. Give him one more week. Put some Fournette in that and see how it tastes.
So you think today will be a good day to play him?
No, definitely don't. Do not play him. Let him be. Let him chill out.
Indeed.
See how it feels. But if you're in a regular league, like a not a dynasty or franchise league, yeah, I would have dropped him about 4 weeks ago.
Oh, okay, cool. What do you think about Keelan Cole, Misha?
He's over him. He's off him.
He's over. He's done. Okay. What do you got somebody on your radar, Tetro, that's just driving you freaking nuts?
Oh yeah, this guy named Le'Veon Bell. I don't know. I drafted him number 3 in the whole draft. And for some reason, I don't know why, he's been putting up all these goose eggs. And thought he was going to come back. At the end of the year,
that's the fantasy football devil.
Yeah, I guess I heard he's not going to do that. So I'll see him in hell. And, yeah.
Another one I'm disgusted by, Tajay Sharpe of the Tennessee Titans. I didn't have a lot of stock in Tajae Sharpe, but I did jump on the Tajae Sharpe bandwagon for his one good game, his 13-point game against the Chargers. And then last week, I had him at Dallas, and I was hoping he was going to do something. He put up 1 point. He had one target for one reception for 0 yards. Wow. One target, one reception for 0 yards. Like, he caught the ball at the line of scrimmage and took a knee, and that was it. He said, if you need 1 point.
Tajae Sharpe is huge. He's like a 6'3", 6'5" guy. You know, he's fast and he's good. He's got a hit, but he's not a good football player. Apparently, he's been in the league for 3 years. I've had him a couple times. I was hyped on him last year, but I mean, there's a reason why they drafted Corey Davis last year. And you know, I thought when they got rid of Rishard Matthews, that would kind of put him in the role, but he really hasn't stepped up to that. And I'm not even too pumped on that whole offense altogether, the Tennessee offense. It's not really, I don't know, other than Deion Lewis, there's really nobody else that I would be interested in having. Maybe Derrick Henry for, like, goal line stuff, but they can't even get to the goal line. So
that's what do you think about what
– get rid of him.
What do you think about that big W they put up against Dallas last week? I know Lewis off on work business, and he's not here to defend his Cowboys, but – God damn, they beat the shit out of the Cowboys last week.
Oh, man, I think the Cowboys beat the shit out of themselves, man. I mean, it's ugly over there. And I got Zeke, and I'm over here thinking, okay, I got Zeke. I got about 25 points coming my way. Not even close. I'm losing games because of Zeke, because I'm counting on him. And he's got nothing. And I don't think it's his fault. You know, I really don't. But there's something going on over there in Dallas, you know, for fantasy wise.
Definitely something going on in Dallas.
I want to say who I'm sick of or who killed me, who I'm – okay, this league that I'm in, it's a fancy league. It's a money league with these guys that I'm friends with, so-called friends with. This guy Esteban and his league called Esteban's League. They're over there pulling trades out their ass. There's a guy trading freaking Saquon Barkley and Zach Ertz for, like, fucking DeSean Jackson – and Sammy Watkins talking about it's fair. So I just want to say, Esteban, you and your league should be ashamed of yourselves. You guys are full of crap. I'll see you guys in hell.
You shit-kicking, stinky horseman horse-smelling motherfucker, you!
You dirt-eating piece of slime! You scum-sucking pig! You son of a motherless goat!
Yeah, we talked about collusion earlier. And
shady trade,
a lot of
man.
People
it's
right
not
now.
Cool.
Right now, everybody's having garage sales. Misha, are you back yet? Everybody's having garage sales. You know, and they're dumping
Tis
players.
It's
the season. And that's why Yahoo initiates their no trade clause on certain players. You can't. There's certain players you just can't trade because people know.
Is that
they know that. That's why they do that. They have to hit it before the trade date, and there's a no-trade clause on, like, a Tom Brady or Alvin Kamara, like all the top players. You can't trade them because they know that people are going to be colluding and trying to stack
up. Okay,
okay.
I think ESPN does something like that too, because I had I auto-drafted on one of them on accident, and I had Tom Brady, and I was trying to – I couldn't drop him. So I was like, what the hell is this?
Right.
I had to trade him. So I had to somehow find a way to get him off my team. It was ridiculous. But I like that because, collusion is just ridiculous, man. It's embarrassing. If it's in a free league, fine. You have to live with yourself. But if you're paying money for this, and that affects the whole league, and that affects the whole season. Like, okay, fine, this week is this week. But, like, what about next week against that team and this team against that team? So it's all screwed up. I didn't even pay my entry fee. I'm not going to pay my entry fee. I hope they listen to this right now.
Yeah, fuck you guys. There it is. Hey, and so, and again, and for everybody in that Family First League we had, we tried to make it a paid league, but it just wasn't because nobody paid. So fuck it.
Yeah.
It was nobody paid in that Family First League, so it turned out to be a non-paid league.
That's what family does.
It
they
happens.
Keep their money.
And I had the Yahoo. I love the fact that Yahoo likes to take care of the money this year, right? So if you created a cash league, then Yahoo will create the money. They'll keep the money. And I had everybody paid except for one jerk in Tennessee who didn't pay till the last minute, and it was too late. Everybody had their money back, and then I was chasing everybody for money. Thanks.
I don't know about that one.
I did it my way.
And Lou, I still need to send you money for your ESPN league. So make sure you remind me that I got to pay for that.
Hey, we're gonna get it squared away.
What's your opinion on? Okay, can we talk about that for a second? Because what's your opinion on paying? Do you want it to be? Would you like it before the season or after the season? My point of view, I like it after the season because don't get me wrong, whoever you give the money to, I don't know who they are or where they're from or whatever, but they got over $1,000 in their hand. They might be using that for something as a loan. I didn't approve you for that loan. I'm not getting any interest on that loan that I just gave you. So I don't trust people that way. I will pay you after I had my services. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, this is why you have to engage with people that you know and people that you trust, because I like to get the money up front. Because it's hard to hunt down people after they didn't got their ass handed to them, after they went, you know, one in 15, and say, hey, dude, you get $100 from back in August. You know, and it's like, oh, man, you know, it's Christmas time, man. I got to, man, you know, my alternator down in my ride. And, no. let me go get that up off of you early in August, man.
I agree. I mean, I say you pay up front, and whoever does it, like what I do, is I keep it in a PayPal that I don't even touch. So it's away, and it's sitting there, and it's waiting to get. I thought I was going to keep some of it, but now I'm just a banker holding the money, waiting for figure out who I got to give it to. So,
hey, it was another ESPN league that I played in with a dude from high school I used to be cool with. There's in lawyers. Fantasy football ends in December. I didn't get my money until March. And all of these guys are like doctors and lawyers, and here I am, you know, the lowest man on the totem pole with the money. And I'm like, hey, where my cash at, homies? It was tough. And it was so bad. They didn't even renew the league.
Wow, those guys are so bad. You need to stop them on the spot when you see them driving through Memphis, Lou.
Then I'll be on the news.
Yeah. Woo. Memphis, Lou.
Hey,
stop somebody.
Rick, before we go any further, I have two things I want to say.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday to the United States Marine Corps. My dad, you, all the devil dogs across the nation, happy belated birthday on yesterday, and happy Veterans Day to all of those who served on today.
Yes. Oh, thank you. And happy Veterans Day to everybody, all my cohorts. I spent 14 years in the military and the Army, and I never forget any of those days. It was lovely. And now on that, I'm hoping today the Raiders go out on this Veterans Day and eat some Phillip Rivers, you know. We're sick of losing, John Gruden. We're sick of losing. We got Phillip Rivers and those high-flying Chargers coming into Oakland. I think it's going to be all bad, but it's the NFL, any given Sunday. What do you guys got, man? What do you got, Chencho? What are you doing today? And I got some smacking for you, Chench. I need to hook up with you.
Okay. All right, let's hang out. Let's get some smacking on that. I'm going to watch my Kansas City Chiefs, I guess. That's my team since I got Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt on every single team that I have. So, let's go Chiefs.
Lou, tonight.
You already know. Sunday night, the Dallas Cowboys are going to grill some Eagle wings, and we're going to feast big and feed deep, man.
All right.
Come on, Lou, man.
I gotta believe. Well, I gotta believe.
Hey, we know what you want to happen. What do you think's gonna happen?
The Cowboys will lose by 20.
Okay, here we go.
Oh man, you know what? I have my thing on mute the whole time. I'm like, dang it, I'm talking and no one's answering my cries. And I had my phone on mute the whole time like a dum dum. You know.
I didn't know what the hell. I didn't know where you went, Misha. I seen you. I was calling you. I was saying your name.
Yeah. I know. I was like, don't they know? Don't they want to know who I hate on my team? Why don't they care about me? Devin Funches, he's the worst.
Devin is the worst.
He's fun. Yeah.
Fuck you, Devin.
Get him
Funches.
Off your team. Get him off your
team. Get him off your team, man.
Yeah.
Maurice Harris, the wide receiver, Washington, he came on the scene yesterday. Maurice, my cousin Maurice Harris, he's actually cousins with Keenan Allen. They played at Cal, Jared Goff. Look up, check him out. Washington, Alex Smith, Salamu, new one.
Nice.
Hey, and Tedro, if you want to see some good Monday Night Football because of these fires, Clayton Valley versus Liberty. Is Monday night at Liberty. That's going to be a good one.
That is going to be good. Liberty is number one, right? Liberty is number one. They got like the number one recruit in the nation, a running back or something?
The number one quarterback. They got a quarterback and a receiver. Receiver is going to Oklahoma State next year. The quarterback is just a junior, and he's 6'6", and he's fucking crazy.
Oh, he's going to be a cowboy.
Oh, there he is. He's the Bay Area's next Ken Dorsey. You know, he's just like Ken Dorsey. He's bad.
Ken Dorsey? Dorsey is terrible.
No, not in high school. Not in high school and college.
Well, in college, you could have played quarterback for Miami, bro. Come on.
Anybody could have.
Yeah.
But the kid is bad. His name is Butterfield. You'll see him.
His father was a player, was an ex-player or something like that?
Yeah, I think so. Like, we went to De La Salle. We got our hats handed to us, 38-0 to De La Salle on Friday. Butterfield will tear up Clayton Valley on Monday, and then he'll be facing De La Salle. Liberty and De La Salle will be playing next week. That's
going to
be a good one, too.
Nice. Let's go check it out.
Yep. Let's meet up over there.
Check it out.
Watch.
Start a fight.
We're not from none of them schools. We'll just start a fight.
Today's one of those days where we wish we had more time for our show.
I know.
We didn't start the show at 9:30.
Damn it. He's sleeping. I need sleep. The dongo needs sleep.
I'm the one open the earliest. What are you talking about? I'm over here in freaking the morning, brother.
Oh, hey, I went and got some menudo last week from the bank club.
Yeah. And
it wasn't as good as everybody says it is. No, I go to fucking Mi Pueblo and get better menudo.
Go to this place.
I used to watch those guys.
Go to this place.
In Memphis, they have no idea what the hell we're talking about. Hey, when we make menudo in Memphis, they have no idea.
Mahomes hits freaking Tyreek Hill to play the game for 40 yards like it's nothing. That's another reason why you should start Christian Kirk. They're going to be playing from behind. They're going to be tossing the ball up the whole game.
We got plenty of Hispanics around here in Memphis. Hey, like my boy say, we love the essays around here.
it was black and white when I was out there, bro.
You ain't go to the right spots, man. You ain't go to the right spots.
Even the taco spot was all black dudes working in the taco spot. I've never seen that.
What?
No. I went and got pizza last night.
at this Italian pizzeria, and there was nothing but Hispanic guys in there.
Right.
Oh, that's okay. That's normal.
That's Memphis. That's how we do it, man. The Chinese restaurants, the Japanese restaurants, they handling business.
Man, I went
they to doing,
the, I
they
went
doing
to the
hibachi at the table and everything.
Yeah, we don't. The Japanese don't do that no more. They hire us for that. Yeah, I went to what was that taco spot over off of that main road? I don't know what the name of that road was that I was staying at that hotel over there.
Papa,
we went over there and man, it was nothing but it was brothers making tacos, and I had never seen that before.
What's up, dog? You want some extra cheese on that?
Yeah.
Okay, Mahomes just hit Tyreek Hill for a touchdown. Tyreek Hill jumped into the stands and did a little, like, conductor celebration dance. It was hilarious.
Wow. It is coming up on Battle
of the Wow, it's already on and popping. It's after 12. Let's get it.
I know. All right, Kyle, I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, man.
All right.
We out.
Peace.